you know you're in a reasonably decent car when the jet washers at a hand car wash point the nozzles directly in the corner of your window and you don't get wet. The last car I had and the car before that and the car before that, I was always getting saturated in car washes. But the Mazda Bongo, which I'm looking to sell shortly, seems to be designed for hurricane gales and car washes like this. I've been stuck and watching the guy walk around the vehicle spraying the crap off. I am now looking at two very posh cars in front of me, and their drivers getting the hard sell. Would they like extra air fresheners and so on and so forth? I might get told to move forward shortly. I've just come from the spray. I'm now in the kind of limbo area before going into the waxing and hoovering area. I know, I'm going all out. This is like a £22 car wash. The gold car wash. And, okay, I'm being told to move out of the way. Let me pause this. I've got to let some people out. So I'm going to sit here for a second while they move their Porsches or whatever it is. It must be a reasonably good place if they are being trusted by some people in slightly more expensive cars than what I am driving. I do wonder though, excuse me for chewing gum right now, just found a packet in the centre console, which has been here probably for well over a year, but it still seems pretty chewy and pretty flavoursome. I can't see why rubber, or whatever it's made of nowadays, synthetic rubber, would ever pass a sell-by date, but hey-ho, they seem to put them on the packet. Yeah, so, how ethical are these places? Sometimes they seem to be run by gangs, and there seems to be a lot of people doing a lot of work for what appears to be not much money. But where I am quite now, they seem pretty happy. I've got to move again. I'm putting you on pause to obey with the law. This is a three-part audio boo so far. And I guess what I wanted to say was, yes, I am here. And yes, I am paying £25 for what seems like a complete valet. Valet, you know what I mean. I'm so uncouth sometimes. And I do wonder whether or not there is minimum wage being paid. I can hear the guys who clean the car at the moment speaking Arabic. So I always say my pleases and thank yous in Arabic to be polite. And sometimes it helps to get a little bit even better service, and I tend to always tip a little bit as well because it does seem exceptionally good value for money. I do have a handheld Hoover, but I don't have any car waxes, so by the time I go out and buy car wax and tyre blackener and all the rest of it, I've spent £20, and I normally drive cars that never ever get washed. I like to blend in with my surroundings. Yeah, so let's see how this goes. So far, so good. My wing mirrors are intact and my aerial is still erect.